Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dan, I was asking you about our last conversation on Thursday when you said you were part of a group of 55 runners who were running this year for the Malka Ella Fertility Fund. How much did you manage to raise and how does it work? How do you raise money from running the comrades?
Well, it's great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me again. And yeah, when we spoke on Thursday, we had raised as...
Dan, we seem to have lost you. We haven't lost you because we... Okay, we've lost Dan. We'll try and reconnect with him one last time. And if it's not working, I can't move to another venue. I'm sitting here in our studio and Craig is probably getting a headache from the stress of phoning Dan every couple of seconds. But as I say, that's modern technology for you. It wouldn't work. I mean, it wouldn't be technology if it didn't sometimes break down. For those of you who are only joining now, later this hour, we will be crossing to Israel, where we will be chatting with Mordechai Kedar, who is a researcher and an Israeli analyst, about the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirming that Israel is arming clans in Gaza against Hamas. And that interview will be straight after this interview with Dan. Dan, let's try for the third time. You were going to tell me how much you've managed to raise for the Malka Ella Fertility Fund by running the comrades on Sunday.
Yes, Paul, I hope it's third time lucky. I hope
third time, perfect.
Okay, fantastic. So as of Thursday when we chatted, the team was on 630,000 Rand. And now that's increased by about 50%. So we're on about 950 or 960,000. And the target's 1.2 million. So 55 runners, just sending out the link to friends and family and connections, trying to gather up as much support as possible. So there's been a big surge, as always, as expected, over the actual Comrades weekend.
How do you plan or envisage raising the rest of that 1.2 million now that the Comrades is over?
So following through on the momentum, I mean, it's like comrades fever around the weekend. So, especially the fact that personally, I got my medal, I finished the race. And you know, I think on the Sunday, people tune in and in a way, the country focuses squarely on the comrades. So just, I guess, riding off of that wave. One of my strategies for the fundraising, instead of just knocking on doors and saying, here's my link, can you donate? I actually ran a couple of campaigns with groups of friends and community groups where I said, I'll in a way match your donation. So if you donate, I'll top it up or I'll match it to try and just get some skin in the game, which I think people appreciated as well.
Dan, now let me get on to the really important questions. Give us the honest truth. How sore were your legs the next day?
Well, it's present tense. And
oh, actually, you're right. The next day is still today.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very sore. It was a really, really tough race. It's grueling. It's brutal. I mean, this was my second, but people who have done 10 or more were saying that this was their toughest comrades. It was hot out there. It was a long route. The official distance was just under 90, but it was actually, on our watches, was over 91 Ks, and it was just a long, tough day out there. With many points along the way, I guess everybody questions why we do this. But as I said on Thursday, it just makes it so much more meaningful when there's a cause and a collective behind it as opposed to just oneself. So for me, very much a combination of that personal accomplishment and achievement together with running as part of a group, as part of a community, raising funds for and support and awareness for an amazing cause.
You said that people out there wonder why you're doing it. Were there moments in the race that you yourself wondered why you're doing it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when you're plodding along at 50, 60 Ks and you're thinking you still have a regular marathon distance ahead of you and it's baking down and the sun's on you and you're contemplating your life decisions. But I think that's normal and, it's a long time out there on the road. But the support along the route is incredible. I mean, you mentioned thousands of runners. I think the number was 22,000 runners.
Amazing.
There must have been over 100,000 people along the route. I don't know what the official number is, but just almost the entire time, you've just got hordes and screaming and shouting. You've got your name on your race bib number, so people are shouting your name. And then, of course, seeing the pink Malka Ella t-shirts along the way, seeing friends and family along the way, seeing the Chabad tent at 58 kilometers and putting on tefillin with Rabbi Shlomo Weiner. Just very, very special, meaningful moments.
Were there any only in South Africa moments on the route that made you laugh or kept you going?
Well, the smell of rye flakes along the way was
tempting.
Something distinctly
South African.
Distinctly South African along the way, and just the South African fierce. You know, like it's one of the most proudly South African days that comes around every year. That it's just it's unity and Ubuntu and everybody of all shapes, sizes, colors, religions, ages, backgrounds. You know, everybody's out there on the same journey. Doesn't matter, you know, where you're from and how old you are and how much money you've got. Everybody's on the same journey. There's an incredible sense of camaraderie along the way.
You were speaking about when you're out there running and pounding the street that you start contemplating your life. I mean, I personally contemplate my life lying in bed under warm covers and sipping a cup of coffee, and I'm probably never going to run the comrades. So can you just give someone like me a sense of what it's like? Did you wake up early in the morning to be there in time for the start? Were you nervous as the race begins? What's it actually like?
So a whole lot of us, about 100 of us, stayed in Pietermaritzburg at a hotel. A friend of ours booked up the whole hotel, so that was like a, you know, we all went there on the Saturday evening, so it was like a tour. And yeah, just try fall asleep as quickly as possible. And yeah, it was a 3:30 alarm bell, so the alarm goes off super early. Yeah, so some of us have a quick breakfast, some of us are a bit too nervous to eat. But I think the overriding feeling at the start, it's two feelings. It's huge excitement and anticipation. But I was personally petrified. I was petrified for the few days leading up. And, you know, Bruce Fordyce, who won 9 comrades, he says the overriding emotion at the start should be fear. You should be really, really afraid of the challenge coming up, and just quite pensive and humble. His message to all runners of the comrades is to start like a coward and end like a hero. And that's really about the fact that one should pace oneself and hold back, especially in those first 20 kilometers, because it's such a long day and you need to save your legs for the end. And fortunately, I learned from experience last year, I tried to start like a hero, and that came back to haunt me later in the race. This year, I started much more conservatively. I was very controlled. I had a plan, and I managed to actually finish very strong. Together with the support from the crowds and from Malka Ella. I had one of the Malka Ella representatives actually running with me. Dalia Brennan ran with me for about 30 kilometers, which was incredible and spurred me on. Yeah, it's really such a journey. I mean, there's moments in that race where you really saw and, you know, the goal time or the medal that you had in mind starts slipping away, and you start having this internal debate and negotiation going on between the two voices in your head. But at the end of the day, I managed to get just under 9 hours. So I was very, very chuffed with the Bill Rowan medal, which was my goal for the race. I snuck in with less than a minute to spare before that batch closed. So, yeah, you're racing against the clock.
And just yes or no, you're going to run next year?
No.
Are you ever going to run again? Yes, no?
Possibly, but not next year.
Possibly wasn't an option.
I've got my up and down. So Comrades has an amazing customer retention program, because they get you in. You got to do an up run, you got to do a down run, and then they try reel you in to get a green number after 10. Actually, next year, hopefully, Cape Town Marathon will be a world marathon major. And that, I think, is about 2 weeks before Comrades. So there's probably going to be a choice between the two. So I'd love to do the Cape Town Marathon next year, end of May. And then we'll see from there.
Well, I'll do marathons through you. So we'll book you now for next year's Cape Marathon. That's Dan Stilleman. Mazal Tov, and congratulations on winning a medal at yesterday's Comrades Marathon. And thanks for giving us a sense of what it was like to be there. And of course, for the amazing 1.2 million goal you and others have set yourselves to raise money for the Malka Ella Fertility Fund. If anybody listening wants to add their donation, you can just Google Malka Ella Fertility Fund or go on to social media and find the pages linked to this wonderful, wonderful fundraising effort. Dan Stilleman, thanks for joining us.